Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
This podcast is brought to you by TD Ameritrade. Everything's customizable these days. Your trading platform can be too. With Thinkorswim, you can customize screeners, charting, and stock forecasts so the market is always tailored to you. You can get started at tdameritrade.com/thinkorswim. Member SIPC. Google employees protest to fight for the future of tech. A group of 200 Googlers gathered outside the company's San Francisco office Friday as tensions between management and employee activists show no sign of letting up. By Ariel Pardes. The protesters who gathered outside Google's San Francisco office on Friday had a single, simple demand: give 2 employees their jobs back immediately. But the group of 200 Googlers made clear more was at stake. It was, as one software engineer put it, a struggle for the future of tech. The 2 employees at the center of the squall, Rebecca Rivers and Lawrence Berland, had been placed on administrative leave a few weeks ago. Neither have been given a formal explanation from Google. Rivers and Berland believe they are being retaliated against for speaking up, as part of a small but vocal group of employee activists who have criticized various company policies and projects over the past few years. Rivers, a software engineer, was involved in petitioning the company to stop its work with governmental agencies like the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the U.S. Customs and Border Protections. Berland was among a group of gagglers to demand that the San Francisco Pride Festival cut ties with Google after a YouTube controversy involving the Vox journalist Carlos Maza showed the platform's unwillingness to police hate, homophobia, or harassment. Rivers and Berland both say they were abruptly locked out of their Google accounts and told they were under investigation, but that management would not tell them why or what they had specifically done wrong. Even though Rebecca and I are experiencing the full force of Google's retaliation, this is not really about me. It's not about Rebecca, Berland said in front of the crowd. It's about us, all of us, and the open culture we built and treasure together. Google has long prided itself on that culture. Employees are encouraged to collaborate and peer in on each other's work. For years, Sundar Pichai, Google's CEO, has encouraged employees to speak freely in weekly all-hands meetings called TGIF. For the past year, though, internal tensions over a wide range of projects and policies have threatened to overturn that culture. Now there are no more TGIFs, and the company has hired a management firm, IRI Consultants, with a reputation for squashing worker unions. The turmoil reached a boiling point last fall, when thousands of Googlers organized to protest the company's handling of sexual misconduct. In October, the New York Times revealed that Google had offered a hefty $90 million exit package to Andy Rubin, who created the Android operating system, after several credible accusations of sexual misconduct from employees. Employees balked, and in November, thousands of them staged walkouts at Google offices around the world. From Tokyo to Berlin, Googlers held signs to protest the company's handling of sexual misconduct with messages like, "Time's up, tech," and, "Okay, Google, really?" Googlers have also raised their voices on the way the company uses its technology. They protested Project Maven, which provided artificial intelligence services to use in drone warfare, and Project Dragonfly, an exploratory censored search engine in China. They have protested Google's deals with oil and gas companies. The share of employees behind each cause has varied. The walkouts in November included thousands of Googlers, while Friday's rally turned up about 200. For a company with over 100,000 employees worldwide, it's an incredibly small percentage. But the recent tensions have been enough for some Googlers to speak up for the first time or to quit their jobs outright. Adam Campbell, a former software engineer on Google's Atlas project, resigned in June as a protest of YouTube's policies on harassment and homophobia. He showed up at a rally on Friday to support Berland and arrived carrying a sign that read, "Shame on Google." Others joined in solidarity with Rivers and Berland because, as one Googler put it, this could have happened to any of us. "When I got here, it felt like this company belonged to the engineers. Now it really doesn't feel that way," said Max Morawski, a Google engineer. Morawski had taken part in the walkouts last November, but said today was the first time he felt incensed enough about management to show up and protest. He had taken an hour-long bus ride from Mountain View to stand with his coworkers in San Francisco. He held a handmade sign, "This is our company." At the end of the rally, software engineer Zach Siegel took the microphone. He'd worked at Google since 2015 and had grown suspicious of a Google that was now so afraid of the voices of its own workers that it tries to stomp them out. He led the crowd in a call and response. "What do we want? Bring them back. When do we want it? Now. If we don't get it, shut it down. If we don't get it, shut it down." Then, with a wayward glance to the Google office building looming on his left, Siegel addressed the rest of the company. "Okay, Google," he said, looking up. "We know you're listening."
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.